Hi. Welcome to our February 21st conference call. And thank you. This is a conference call that we do every Tuesday and Thursday and Saturday. This is our Marketing Sense conference call line where we do trainings on products on Tuesdays. On Thursday, we do business training. On Saturday, we do an internet training. So we want to welcome everyone spending Tuesday night with us. We just got back from a wonderful, fabulous vacation in Mexico, and then we flew right in. Galen and I flew into wonderful Chicago, and we got to spend some time with a fabulous day with Gary Young, and fresh back from Ecuador, and he has so much. He shared so much with us in Chicago. It was about 1,500 of us in Chicago. Young Living served us a fabulous lunch, and Gary served us fabulous, tantalizing news of what's happening in Ecuador. Was really excited. I left there, almost didn't need a plane to fly home on. And we also got some of the fabulous new, the holy wood oil, Palo Santo. And we're just really, really jazzed about what's happening here in Young Living coming up in 2006. It gets better by the second here. And hang on to your hats, guys. You have no clue what's really going to happen here in 2006. And you just need to stay tuned, because every day it changes and every day it gets better and better and better. So what I'd like to do is, Kathy Cowie, did she make it on the phone? Kathy, are you there? Kathy.
I'm here.
Okay. All right, this is Kathy Cowie. Hi, everyone. And
hi, everyone.
Kathy is a great leader from upstate New York. And I always talk about, and we always train people about going to events, how important it is to get to events, because the event does the work. And this is a big event. Who else would you want to talk about oils or supplements or our products but the owner of the company, Gary Young? And nobody does it better. So Kathy is a great example of someone who perseveres, and I'm going to have her tell her story in a minute. But it's really important that everyone, this business is about getting close to the fire, I believe, and the fire is Gary Young. It's always hot next to Gary. It's like searing hot. You get next to Gary, you get burned. So you want to be that close to the fire at all times, because nobody, when you're close to the fire, you don't ever burn out. And your enthusiasm and your energy, and the farther you get away from the fire means you go to less and less meetings, you don't attend conference calls, you don't do less, and then all of a sudden you're not placing your monthly order, you drop off an auto ship, and you get farther away, and all of a sudden you say, the oils don't work for some reason. But when you stay close to the fire, you hear more information every day. You hear from people that are getting results on the products, in the business, and you find out new ways how to do things. It is so important to attend events. We can't stress it enough that you get to the events. And Gary is a huge event. Your conference calls, your local meetings, your Ninja Red Tour meetings. There are so many things that Young Living and the leaders are in your areas are providing for you. You need to get to. And if you can't get to one of those local meetings, you have conference calls on Tuesday nights, Thursday nights, Wednesday night. Young Living does a call every Wednesday. Young Living does a call on Mondays a month. And then there's a Saturday training call on Saturday afternoon. So you need to work hard to get on some of these events and get your people on the events. But Kathy is a true example of a leader, and I'm going to let Kathy just tell her story, what was going to happen. She was on her way to Chicago, and Kathy, you can take it from there.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Now I know why I do what I do. I have to stay close to the fire, and anybody on the call that knows me knows I stay as close to the fire as I can possibly get by flying to St. Mary's and working on the farm, getting up at 6 a.m. when I don't even like mornings. What happened, Jeffrey wanted me to talk a little bit, is on Friday, we were flying to Chicago. I think our flight was taking off about noon, and we had 60-mile-an-hour winds, up to 70-mile-an-hour winds, actually. We got to the airport. We're not sure that we were really going to take off. There were trees down. We had no power when we left. We got on the plane, thought this was great. We're going to take off, and then she came on the plane and said, we need 16 people to get off the plane because we need to take off on the short runway, and we can't do it with all you people on. And we didn't get 16 volunteers. We got off, and we tried to find another way, and they said, no, we have no flights at all out of here until tomorrow, and that's from Philadelphia. You're going to take a bus for 5 hours. And we said, no, that's not an option. So we got back on the plane and waited, and they said, well, since we didn't get the volunteers, the last people to board the plane, you're out of here. So that was us. So we didn't know what we were going to do. I had to get back on Sunday, so a lady suggested that we rent a car and we drive so that we can fly back on Sunday. So that's what we did. We rented a car. We drove 11 hours. I wouldn't have missed it. As you can tell, I always get emotional when it comes to Gary. We arrived at 11 o'clock. It was great. I was tired. Chip was tired. But you do whatever you have to do to get to events. And I just want to throw this in there. Aside from Chicago, for the people who are lacking funds at this time, back in the beginning in the year 2000, when you go to convention, if you're lacking funds, you fly the red eye and you room with people. You put four girls, six girls to a room, whatever you have to do. And I'm going to get emotional, so I'm passing the time over.
Kathy, that was absolutely fabulous, and I want to again thank you for your commitment to excellence, because that's what it is. You know, that really shows somebody stepping to the plate and saying, okay, we're blocked here, and you easily could have said, all right, I'm going to go home, and you know, I'm going to cuddle up in bed. It's windy, it's cold, it's freezing, and this, you know, everything is saying not to go, and you found every reason to go. So thank you. I want to commend you for your efforts. You know, and that's stepping up. So I want other people on the call to really hear that and to, you know, get that in their soul. You know, what are you doing when something blocks you from attending an event? Do you stay home because you got your toe hurts or your head hurts, or do you go to the event and get some oils on yourself and feel better? Okay. So I want to bring my number one buddy on the phone now, Gary Young. He is he just wows me every second of my life in 10 years of Young Living. I've had nothing but great experiences, lots of fun, and it's always an adventure. Galen and I have been to Egypt with Gary, and many other places, from Idaho to Utah. Who knows where Gary's going to take us next? And it's always an adventure, from snowmobiling to climbing mountains, wherever we're going to go. So, Gary, are you there?
I'm here, Jeffrey. Thank you. I really appreciate this time. I appreciate the fabulous example that Jeffrey and Gail Ann set for everyone in Young Living. Likewise, I appreciate and want to acknowledge Kathy and Chip for the great example that they set as well, and particularly this commitment for Chicago. It was cold. It was miserable. It was a time that sensible people should have curled up in a blanket by the fireplace and stayed home. And many perhaps did, but 1,500 people chose not to, and we truly had a fabulous time. I just want to thank everyone that did come and participate, and the spirit that you shared there. It was a high for everyone, and certainly for me, in the great respect that was shown there. It's been a grand journey in Ecuador the last oh my goodness gracious, now I guess we're almost 9 months since I engaged in Ecuador. It seems like it's just been a few weeks, and in other aspects it seems like it's been years. But the things that have happened in Ecuador have been really amazing, and I'll just back up a little bit and kind of recap for those who may be hearing for the first time that I was brought to Ecuador by Dr. Edgar Rodas, who is a MD and surgeon, and is the dean of the medical faculty for Universidad del Azuay in Cuenca, Ecuador. And he's had for quite some time a great growing interest in natural medicine. As he shares the story, he has been very disappointed in natural medicine in so many aspects because he has not truly been able to see documentable benefits with natural medicine from a physician and surgeon's point of view. And even though his culture and his ancestral background is very, very close to natural medicine, the 45th article of the Constitution of Ecuador states we support and promote and uphold traditional natural medicine. They have chosen to be one of the first universities to truly embrace natural medicine and want to bring it into the forefront and into the academic world. So I was invited to come down, and I spent time there, and which has now transitioned into a 3-year signed contract that expires January of 2009 for me to write academic programs in botanical agriculture, growing aromatic plants for the distillation of essential oils, a master's degree program in essential oil chemistry, a medical program for essential oil medicine, and then they want me to evolve that in the towards the end of my 3-year contract. They're hoping to extend it to 5 years, is what they wanted, into a PhD program of essential oil sciences. So I've been busy writing the ag program. We started the agriculture project in January, developing one of the university farms and planting aromatic plants and getting ready to do a agriculture program there. I teach one class a week at the agronomy department, which includes the botany class as well, and then one class a week at the medical faculty for medical students. I'm seeing patients every day in the medical faculty that is being referred and brought to me by the medical doctors, and they take turns rotating and coming in with their patients to watch and observe, and as they have expressed, to study and learn how I apply natural medicine. And of course, 90% of the natural medicine that I'm using, if you could not guess, would be essential oils. I do some intravenous work with vitamins and minerals, amino acids, but primarily essential oils. We're also engaged in some research projects, and then on weekends I travel into the jungle and the highlands and the bushland, gathering herbs, aromatic plants, and we bring back. December 17th, I finished installing 2 distilleries in Cuenca, and we've been distilling 6 days a week ever since. And we have distilled now 8 plants that have not been identified botanically by botanical Latin names. They have their common names. We're doing crossovers to identify these plants botanically, and some of them we still haven't identified. It's been most fascinating. Some oils that we found that are superior to oils that we have from other parts of the world. For example, Eucalyptus globulus that we brought in from Australia. I brought Eucalyptus globulus from California that we distilled several years ago that we trucked over from California to our Utah distillery. I brought in Eucalyptus globulus from South Africa, Philippines, and nowhere in the world have I found Eucalyptus globulus that contains the compound percentages at the level that the Eucalyptus globulus does in Ecuador. And also the Eucalyptus globulus in Ecuador, we have found 5 more compounds in the oil than exists in any other Eucalyptus globulus around the world. We found the same thing with lemongrass that has just been remarkable. And of course, a lot of the oil-bearing plants in Ecuador grow in other countries in the world. But what's been fascinating is 90% of the oil-bearing plants that grow around the world, perhaps 95%, grow in Ecuador. The only thing I have not found in Ecuador so far has been sandalwood, frankincense, gall balm, and rosewood. But we have found a tree that has very similar attributes as frankincense called the Palo Santo. Jeffrey mentioned that on the beginning of the call. The Holy Branch is the common name for it. I started distilling this in the laboratory distillery in September the 21st of 05, brought samples back, analyzed it, became very fascinating with the high alpha-pinene, limonene, and eucalyptol properties in Palo Santo. I'm sorry, I didn't have eucalyptol. I was thinking beta-pine terpenols that are very, very strong antiseptic, antibacterial, and immune stimulating. This oil, we've been using it now since September on a few patients. We have seen some tremendous bone and tissue regenerating properties that now have been documented medically that has been very, very fascinating. Some of the other oils that I'm working with, I discovered a plant called Ruta, spelled R-U-D-A, but botanically spelled R-U-T-A, graveolens. This oil has not been available for a number of years, any place in the world, but it contains a carbon chain from C8s to C16s, which we've never seen a plant with this level of carbon chains before. When I started analyzing and found the high C carbon chains, also found that it contained a high compound called nonanone 2. This oil really intrigued me. There was just an immediate feeling that this oil, when I breathed it, I could feel it modulating brain function. And so immediately I had the research department go to work, see what they could find. Mark came across one paper where they had done some studies with dog brain and found that the nonanone 2 was very active in modulating brain function. My reason for this is because as I continue to work with this oil and a few patients with it, I find an oil that is phenomenal for modulating brain function and particularly associated to depression and anxiety. It levels the brain response. It brings it into a balance in such a harmonic way that's just phenomenal. I have given it to my executive sitting in a board meeting, and of course board meetings, you know, board meetings, and had them breathe it, and they've fallen asleep at the table in a board meeting. I brought in the marketing team and did not let them breathe it, and they stayed awake and couldn't figure out why the executives were asleep. Children that are hyper, I've used it on a couple of little children, knowing that I haven't had a lot of exposure with it, and I had the opportunity to work with it a lot. But two children that were very hyper, just put a little bit in the palm of their hand, let them breathe it, and they just, they were out, I mean, asleep. The results that I've seen have been phenomenal. The studies, which little studies there have been, are confirming that which I felt when I breathed it. Well, the reason I got to looking at it is because I went into the jungle with a shaman, an Incan shaman, and I asked him, I says, what do you do for your children when they're traumatized? He says, oh, we use the Ruta. And I said, well, how do you use it? He says, we just wave it over them, and it drives the evil spirits away, and they become happy again. Well, I said to him, I said, what do you mean you just wave it over them? He said, well, it's very aromatic. And he said, when you just move it in the air, they can smell the fragrance, and he said that makes them very sleepy and it drives the evil spirits away. Then he went on to tell the story of how that his ancestors would even put the Ruta branches over the doorway outside their villages and lodges because no bad energy or evil spirits could pass beyond the Ruta and could not enter the home, so it kept their home pure and clean. So naturally, I immediately went into the highlands with one of the botanists from the university, and we gathered Ruta and started distilling, and we're still distilling. It has a fragrance that when you first smell it, it's not a fragrance that you really take to. It's almost a burnt, harsh fragrance, but it is so impacting on modulating the overstimulus of the cortisol and parasympathetic nervous system, and it's remarkable. And, of course, we're going to begin the cortisol studies and platelet aggregation studies next month when I return. So that's been really fascinating. Another oil that I found very, very exciting, or another plant, was Lipia citradora. I've been looking for this plant, and, of course, I tried to source it oil-wise for a number of years till I exhausted all the sources and was told that there's none available in the world. But Lipia citradora was used by Dr. Valmet pre- and post-World War II for treating malaria in the jungle with soldiers. And as he's told the story, it was 100% effective. In fact, he has said that Lipia citradora was the most effective oil in his entire arsenal for dealing with swamp fever and malaria and some of these really serious jungle viruses and plagues. Also, Lipia was documented to be very strong in liver regeneration, which I'm very anxious to start studying Lipia with Lidum and putting the two together for liver regeneration studies. Lithia also was used years ago, you know, we're talking about over 60 years ago, for the treatment of arthritis with tremendous success, and also diabetes. There's a lot of old stories and old documentation of Lithia being very effective for diabetes. And so for 12 years, we looked for a source of Lithia and could not find it. There are 12 species of Lithia that grows in Ecuador, and we've distilled the Lithia citrador. We've analyzed it. The compounds are phenomenal. They're even higher than what was printed in the Dr. Pierre Francoma's medical text, Aromatherapy Exactamenta book. And, of course, what we're finding that is very exciting is that every oil where I can find a cross-reference where it was produced someplace in the world, even Ruta has been written and published, Lithia has, Helichrysum, all of these oils that are produced in other parts of the world, as we have distilled them in Ecuador and analyzed them through GC mass spec, the percentage, the compound percentages are higher, much, much higher. And there's more compounds in the oil than where we found any place else in the world. And the oil is so whole and has such a soft, beautiful fragrance. It's just, it's remarkable. The eucalyptus, the people in the office said, my goodness, this smells like more like perfume than like eucalyptus. But the results of it as a eucalyptus oil are just as real as can be, and more enjoyable to use, more enjoyable to the smell, more pleasant. It's just, it's balanced. It's more balanced, and I believe it's because it's coming from a very oil-rich environment, because the Ecuadorian soil is all volcanic ash soil, being the largest volcanic activity of any country in the world. And number two, because it's at the center of the world, and it's also at the highest point in the center of the world. So there are many, many things energetic-wise that could be contributing to the phenomenal oil that's coming from these plants that we're producing now. I'm working presently with 14 aromatic plants, which all of them are pretty much unknown to us other than the eucalyptus and lemongrass. But it's created such a great excitement at the home office, and particularly with Sue, as I'm sending these oils home and she's analyzing them, and I'm giving her my dissertation on my feelings of the oil and where we're going with them. But it's been very, very exciting. And, of course, we're going to be introducing a lot of these new oils at convention. And so you'll want to come and enjoy the great benefits of convention. We'll be presenting that. I'll be presenting more video footage from my experiences on the surgical team. I've made 3 trips into the jungle now as a volunteer on the surgical team. I work as an assistant in the operating room, handling instruments and suturing. It's part of my medical training because I am the first foreign medical student at the University of Del Azuay. I am taking 4 classes a day and
yes,
teaching 2 classes a week. And it's been very, very exciting to be on both sides of the world, teaching natural medicine and also completing my studies in traditional medicine to receive my medical degree. Providing I can stay with the program as I'm engaged now, in 2008 I will graduate with my MD degree, and that's been exciting as well. But that's not what took me there, but that's one of the benefits. But the great benefit's been on being on the surgical team. Dr. Rodas has engaged me there in using the oils in pre- and post-operative care for the surgical patients, and diffusing the oils in the operating room and seeing the remarkable difference between the patients having oils pre-surgery and treatment post-surgery. We have had 68 surgical patients now, from hysterectomies, gallbladder removals, hernia repairs, benign tumor removals, appendectomies, where we've had total pain control 100% without any pain intervention or drug intervention for pain control or anti-inflammatory conditions. And it's been most remarkable. The surgeons, the doctors, the nurses are just absolutely supportive, excited about learning. And it's been a remarkable, remarkable journey. I have been excited in the freedom that we have there to do the medical research, to do the natural medicine research with the oils, and of course being engaged with two hospitals, the medical faculty, and a blood clinic to be able to continue doing the research that I wanted to do and was not able to do and curtailed constantly by the state regulatory agencies. And it's providing the information and the documentation that will really put essential oils on the map for natural medicine use, greater than anything that has ever happened in the history of this world. So it's been a very exciting journey. And, of course, Mary and the boys are moving back with me when we return March the 8th. Classes begin March 13th, so we have to be there for that. And it'll be a wonderful, wonderful time. Now, a couple of little things I want to share with you from that update is we had a tremendous turnout in Chicago. Unfortunately, we had to turn away a lot of people. The office told me they turned away over 200 to 300 people from the Chicago event because the hotel where we hosted it was not big enough to handle the numbers. And I have felt bad that there were a lot of people that could not attend that. So I called Jeffrey this morning and I said, Jeffrey, I have been a person, as you know, to never want to turn somebody away from a meeting because there were so many people that could not get in and could not make it. Would you be interested if I came during my spring break in April and did a all-day Saturday workshop in the New Jersey, New York area there somewhere? And Jeffrey said he would be happy. He would feel that would probably be acceptable and he could make that work. So we are planning right now for April the 8th for me to return to the west or the east coast area. I was told this evening as I left the office that they're having a difficulty finding a venue. But I know that if Jeffrey finds a venue and you all band together and let's beat Chicago and have 2,000 people in the west, the East Coast, I will be there for an all-day workshop from 9 till 5:30 and share with you some of the things and more than what we did in Chicago because I'll have more time. I also will bring with me one of the new oils. Like everyone in Chicago got to experience a new oil, I'll bring a new oil to share with all of those who attend the, we'll call it the New Jersey seminar at this time.
sounds good, Gary. Sounds good.
All right.
And everyone is very excited about the Polysanto that we were happened to get there. And I've already got great experiences from people. One of our great distributors, Joan Apter, she started working with people with it already. She did an emotional release with people, and she added 5 or 6 drops to the person's head, and the person said it was the best emotional release he has ever experienced.
Oh, that's fantastic. I am so happy to hear that. Yeah. Well, we're going to see... Yeah, go ahead, Jeffrey.
I was just saying, people are just seeing results from just smelling it. It's fabulous. Just
yes.
We are so looking forward to having this and getting this into the field for everyone.
Well, and here's the thing, too, as I mentioned in Chicago, these oils from Ecuador are, I believe, higher frequency. And there's just, as I mentioned, the constituents. We see, what we see chemistry-wise is phenomenal. But the energy of these oils are amazing. But what I'm excited about is, you know, lavender, geranium, orange oil, lemon oil, peppermint oil, marjoram, oregano, thyme. These oils are all over the globe. And everybody has them. They don't have the quality that we have, but they sure try to convince everybody they do. And a lot of it is synthetic and cut and adulterated, a big percentage of it. But the oils that I'm going to bring you from Ecuador, nobody will have except Young Living. Nobody will be able to say, oh, our Palo Santo is better than your Palo Santo, because they won't have it. It won't exist. And that's what's exciting, and I'll tell you a little secret why. Because in Ecuador, in order to export an oil out, you have to have what's called a sanitation permit, meaning the oil has to go through a battery of tests, And whoever pays for the sanitation permit owns the rights to that product out of Ecuador. And once you own the rights, nobody can come in and behind you and get it or get the sanitation permit unless you sell it to them. So as we're doing this, it's like having a trademark. We're actually getting the sanitation permits for all of these oils, and we own the trademark of that oil. I mean, it is so beautiful, and it's so exciting to me. So we will have these oils just for you folks, and it's going to be really great. And people are going to be begging. Well, the only way they're going to get them is by signing up with you.
Gary, that is so awesome. Gary, can you share a little bit before you shared your vision of where you see Young Living going now? And, you know, we had a leaders meeting, and I just think it would be great for you to share that with the people on the phone here.
Yes, Jeffrey, I would. I've had a vision for a number of years, and as I mentioned, that one day there would be a university that people would be able to go to, and I thought all these years I was going to have to build the university, and I have had my plans and my designs and everything towards building this University of Natural Medicine, and I am totally relieved knowing that I don't have to now, because since I've been in Ecuador and building this program with the University of Azuay, I have been contacted by five other universities in Quito and Guayaquil, the two larger cities in Ecuador, asking if I will come and have an audience with them, that they want me to bring the natural medicine program into their universities. I was on the phone yesterday after returning home from Chicago with my assistant, Rebecca, who's handling my business affairs there and my phone calls and my communication and does all my translating and interpreting for me. And she told me again that she was on the phone again Friday while I was in Chicago with the president of the Guayaquil Catholic University, which is the largest university in Ecuador. This is the fourth phone call, and she's had two face-to-face meetings with the president begging for my time to come and meet with them because they want me to put a program in their university. Well, the whole objective here is by bringing the academia to the Central Oil Sciences and putting this in a university, and particularly through the medical schools, teaching it in medicine and being able to do the documentation, it now starts to open the door to go into other universities around the world, which it will. And now that Ecuador, five universities are already begging for this information and for this curriculum and program, it will open the door. And only through this are we going to change the face of medicine in the world. And it's the only way I see now so clearly. It had to go out of the United States so it could come back in through the door of academia, which then it will be accepted. And that's the only chance we've got of fighting the system we have in the U.S. because it's so big, is fight the war their way and bring it back through the education system, and then they'll go into the medical system, and little by little it'll start shifting and changing as the people demand it and as it starts to grow. Young Living is going to be the leader of making this happen worldwide, because we're providing the information, we're providing the research projects for the documentation, and that's what it takes. Just last Thursday, I sent off my paper for publishing, my ninth paper now for publishing on the Palo Santo, and that will follow with three more papers coming with that in as we do the research on it for the various conditions that we're going to be studying. But it is now opening the door, and as you know, everybody is interested, and maybe that's a broad, bold statement, but a huge, huge number of people in the United States is wanting to go natural medicine. I mean, $32 billion spent in 2002 on natural medicine alone. The push is for natural medicine. And every person who is in Young Living, who will be a distributor in Young Living, will be on the forefront of this great door opening and changing the face of medicine in the world, and particularly in America. And what a position to be in, to be building a business. I mean, with a company that is the forefront, the leadership, of this whole revolutionary evolvement of natural medicine, you could not be better positioned in the world for building a business than being in Young Living right now on the ground floor of this huge movement and having all of this in the background coming forward. It is just, I get just goosebumps as I see it unfolding, and every day in Ecuador is like deja vu. I mean, I either wake up in the morning pinching myself to see if I'm dreaming, or when I'm going to bed at night pinching myself, because it is just, I couldn't have written the script and orchestrated it and conducted it better than the evolving and the doctors that are just coming to the forefront and just begging me, Dr. Young, please teach us about these oils. It's part of our heritage, it's part of our culture, but we never did know it in oil form, and we see this is the greatest medicine. It's remarkable. I've also acquired two buildings there. We just signed the lease today. Incidentally, Jeffrey, we just signed the lease today on our buildings.
Awesome.
And we're starting construction, and our goals are to open the clinic by the 1st of May. And that clinic will sleep 64 patients. We're really, really excited with this project as well that's evolving. So a lot of wonderful things. Now, one more little commercial I want to share with you. I have been working on a project because I want to be able to give distributors training. And I've talked this over with a few of you distributors that are on the conference call tonight. You shared some thoughts and ideas. And without taking up a lot of time, because I'm sure Jeffrey's got things to share, we are opening the visitor center by April 1st to the distributors. Distributors, there's applications that will go out. If you have an interest, call the customer service. They'll send you an application. We're looking for distributors, executive and above, that would like to come in and rent the visitor center like a booth and bring your distributors with you, train them on site. You can rent the visitor center for a week, 2 weeks, a month, whatever you'd like, and bring your distributors in and train them. Teach them how to cold contact, how to talk to a person that walks in off the street, how to sell a deal. And while you're there, be trained by corporate staff on the oils, on distillation, on greenhouse growing, on field preparation, on harvesting, the whole nine yards. It'll be a training camp for distributors. And I'm going to just leave that with you to chew on a little bit. And if you want more information, call distributor service, customer service. Email in and tell the folks you'd like the information on the Young Living Visitor Center Training Camp opportunity. And that's going to run from April 1st to November 1st. So some wonderful training times there, receiving market training right from the corporate people, product training from the corporate people, from some of our old clinic staff that's now on corporate side. And, of course, as you come in, you'll get a tour of the Young Living headquarters, the warehouse, the production. So you'll have first-hand experience of the entire operation of Young Living. This, folks, is one of the greatest things that you could do. As Kathy shared, one of the greatest things she did was take her people to the farm and have the hands-on experience. But this now, I'm taking it a step further. Not only can you come in and have the experience, but you can come in and have the training and then bring your new people in and train them right on site how to give a presentation, how to talk, how to teach about an oil, teach about the distilling, the whole nine yards. It's a package deal, and we're really, really excited about providing this opportunity for a greater in-depth training program of the distributors and creating a greater working relationship with the corporate people as well. And so we're excited to share that, Jeffrey.
Great. Gary, don't we have a farm website, too? Don't we have a website for the farm?
We have a farm website that's live now, and you can look at that as well. And there's some, also they're putting live video footage on that website, so you can see the distilling and harvesting and some of those wonderful things that are so powerful.
Yeah, I think it's www.
www.younglivingfarms.com, I think.
I believe you're right.
I think that's what it is. But if it's not, Distributor Services will have the right website.
Yeah, they'll have it there. So stay tuned. Watch that information. We're going to be continuing to forward information out of Ecuador. I've told Jeffrey I will get on a conference call periodically and give you an update report. We will be next year, or towards the end of this year, we're already talking about an event in Ecuador for November. And those are plans that are in the works right now with our events department. So we're excited about bringing you to Ecuador, sharing, and as the clinic gets up and going, those who want to come down and volunteer at the clinic and take training in the clinic on natural medicine and do internships and that, we'll be setting those programs in place as well. So it's an exciting time. It's a time, a first time in the world for anything like this to happen in natural medicine, and it's going to change the face of medicine. I'm so excited about it.
Where still are we? Galen, do you want to say anything to Gary?
Yes. Hi, Gary. It was great, just so great to hang out with you this weekend. And, you know, I just really have to say that you and Young Living have come such a long way since we started a little over 10 years ago. And your perseverance to bring the highest quality products and services and update every program and every website and all the information that comes out of Young Living, we're just so grateful for it. We've seen this refining process happening both with the oils, but with you and with the company, Gary, and I can speak for many, many people, we're just so humbled and so grateful that you have the courage to pursue your dreams, which are just beginning to unfold as I see it. And so I'm thanking you from the bottom of our hearts, and we'll see you again very soon.
Yes, we will, in about a month or so. And Gillian, thank you. But it's been my focus and my purpose in my appreciation to my Father in Heaven for giving me a second chance in life and healing my body numerous times, and again from a very, very serious broken spine in August of this past year, that I cannot do enough to repay Him by helping His children, my brothers and sisters, in every way I can. And health is the most precious thing we have, and it's the only thing that we have, really. Because if we got our health, we can create anything else in the world. And,
Absolutely. And I'm so happy that you have the freedom to allow this inspiration to become manifest. That's very profound.
Yes, it is. Well, there'll be another time when I'll be able to share some other stories, but it has been a remarkable journey, and it's just beginning. And I'm so happy that you're all on board with us. And all those of you who are new tonight, perhaps for the first time, I just welcome you in behalf of Mary and myself and all of our executive people and office people here, that we welcome you, and we love your desire and interest to learn and to share this message with the world, because the world needs it, and you're all messengers and all healers in that respect as well. And it's just a grand journey, and I thank you for choosing this path.
Gary, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule, because I know how many hundreds of things, the little things, just to move your family alone, but to be involved in all the other stuff that you have to be involved with. You know, people really don't have any idea how to move in your family, and setting up hundreds of whole new venues really are happening. You have so much on your plate. I am so honored to be with you. I so feel that this is the right place and the right time to be in Young Living. I am so touched from the depths of my heart, and I know my group is, that, you know, we are 100% behind you and Young Living and what you want to accomplish, and we're going to do it out here.
Yes, I know it, and I'm proud of you, Jeffrey. I'm proud of you and all of your people and everyone who is growing. I just met so many wonderful people there in Chicago, and I just felt bad that I didn't have more time just to be able to walk around and just really be able to just visit with everyone and really get to know everyone, and hopefully that'll happen one day, because I just appreciate it. I was just so proud and so amazed by the commitment of so many people that dealt with the weather conditions that they did. And I mean, people like Kathy and her group that drove 12 hours, and there was a group that drove from North Carolina, 16 hours, Frank and Shauna,
yeah,
to be there in the weather. I mean, it was so humbling to me and so rewarding. I just, I thank all of you.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you so, so much. So we'll let you go and tell Mary and the kids that we love them. And yeah, we'll speak to you soon. So, yeah, we'll let you go, buddy. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Good night. So that was our wonderful, great, I think, our leader and our mentor, Gary Young. Is any of our other leaders that were in Chicago on the conference call want to say something about Chicago?
Hi, Jeffrey. This is David Stewart. I'm here.
Hi, David.
I love this call. It's so wonderful to hear from Gary. I never get enough of it. And while he was speaking in Chicago, I kept thinking, there's so many companies out there that want to compete with Young Living, and, you know, there is no competition. We've got Gary, and his mission has been a lot more than just to sell oils. It's been to create a company of healers, and he's doing that, and it's just so wonderful to be a part of it.
Well, thank you, David. Dr. Stewart is an amazing man that has wrote some fantastic books. If you don't know about Dr. Stewart, David, can you give people your website? Because you're just amazing. You have amazing resources and tools for people to learn about the chemistry and about the oils and what's happening.
Well, thank you, Jeffrey. My website is just raindroptraining.com.
And David is really, he's committed to take Young Living products and to teach people how to stay healthy. And he's really worked with the raindrop therapy, which I feel, as in my opinion, it's the thing that everyone needs to learn. And just, it's really fabulous what's happening. And, you know, between David and now Dr. Hill is going to go out, and Young Living is starting to do all-day training. So we're, Young Living is committed to teach people how to stay healthy anywhere in the world. And I'm so excited about this conference call, David. I don't know if you were on from the beginning. But
yeah,
there are people on from Canada, from almost every state of the union. We have people click in, so really jazzed about the people and their commitment and what they're doing. Very exciting.
We really appreciate what you're doing too, Jeffrey. It's thousands of people have benefited because of your work.
Well, I don't know if it's because of my work. I'm just following the mission here. The mission is to, if you come within 3 feet of me, you get oils.
Jeffrey, this is Simone, and I just wanted to tell everybody, after being in Chicago, that, you know, my mission has always been to believe that anything is possible. And after watching Sharon Bitterman get up on stage with thyroid cancer and tell her story of being at the clinic for 3 weeks and coming back to go into surgery and not having to need it anymore because the cancer was gone, or hearing about the Parkinson's disease patients who have their symptoms going into remission, and the cancers, and my own personal experiences in my own family with, you know, my husband's brain tumor and him being cancer-free for all the MRIs that we've had after taking the oils internally, as well as doing some traditional things. It just rekindles for me, and I have goosebumps as I speak, but it just reminds me, and it makes me want to get out there and remind people that really anything is possible. And we are, Gary, you know, he said it tonight, we are in a place where he's just beginning to discover all these possibilities and solutions. And, you know, being in a household where we have ridden the emotional roller coaster of the traditional medical community, once you get a fatal diagnosis, and working with the odds and working within the odds, and seeing these incredible outcomes, it's just, I just really want to inspire within each and every one of you that knows somebody that is riding that emotional roller coaster of labels and diagnoses, that they need to just look up and have courage and be brave and know that there are options out there and know that any moment, at any time, you know, there may be cures that are coming through in ways that we would have never expected. And so just, you know, the hope that people can feel, it's real. And I just really want to share that with people to feel that and know it's there.
Thank you, Simone, because I've known Simone. Simone is one of our silvers, and Simone has been a great worker and has a great family of three wonderful children. And her husband had a real, basically fatal diagnosis of, you know, brain cancer, and he's worked a tremendous amount with the Young Living supplements and the oils. And Stephen was in Chicago, and he looks fabulous. And you know, there is hope for people. I truly believe that, like Gary talks and Dr. Hill talks about, that no matter what's going on, it can be taken care of with these products. So we're just really, really, really jazzed to get the mission and the word out. And so that's what I really want everyone on this phone to really recommit to share with your friends and neighbors. You're really doing people a tremendous disservice by not sharing what we have.
Jeffrey?
Yes, Terry, go ahead.
Hi, Jeffrey. This is Terry Williams. And, you know, I wasn't able to be in Chicago, but may I share with you a really special testimonial that's been happening here?
Go ahead. Please do.
Well, you know, recently God gave us a miracle home here in Colorado Springs. And, Jeffrey, you know, I am not a massage therapist. So this testimonial is for anybody that's listening tonight who is not a massage therapist. I have had a massage table for years, but only put it up periodically to, you know, to put oils on my children and very, very close friends. But the Lord really spoke to me in this new home to make a space for that table. Make a space for your table, Terry, and keep it up so you can minister to people in season and out of season, 24 hours a day. And, of course, I'm very, very careful because, you know, you can't put them on anybody unless they're very close family members or friends. But it has been an absolutely miraculous opportunity to minister oils to people any time, night or day. And people have just showed up that are, you know, friends in need, family members in need, and this never happened before. So what I'd love to share is any of you that could put this in your budget in the next few months to purchase a table and have a place in your home where you keep it up at all times, it is just amazing how the Lord will send people to you that need what you have.
Terry, thank you for sharing that, because I have a friend in upstate New York, and I've did four or five raindrops on her and really changed her life. But she was in a major car accident and couldn't hardly walk. And so the raindrops really gave her back her life. But then she was not in a financial position, so I helped her purchase a table recently. And so funny that you should say, I'm so excited. I can really feel goosebumps go through me. I helped her purchase a table over a month ago, and she got the table up, and the same exact things are happening for her. People are just showing up at her house, and she's just helping people. It is it's so true.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And also, I was sent an actual very gifted healer, showed up at my front door with a friend yesterday and did miraculous work. An actual therapist did miraculous work on three people that came to our home. And so it's not just me. It's actual therapists showing up at our house that are able to help people. So it's really amazing.
Terry, thank you for sharing that. You know, it's like that movie Field of Dreams, which so many people have seen. If you build it, they will come.
Absolutely. I've thought of that many times.
We can't wait to come visit you at your new home, Terry. So.
Oh, I can't wait for you. You have an open invitation, you guys, as soon as you can get here.
Jeffrey and Gillian, it's Tracy.
Hi.
I just wanted to let you know that while you were in Mexico, Dr. David Stewart did the conference call, and it's recorded for you. It's waiting in the Marketing Sense archive. And I also wanted to let you know that Gary's first call was recorded, and this call will be recorded, and it's there in the Marketing Sense training call archive. And as you know, there's been a lot of notes circulating around the internet with regards to the convention that just happened in Chicago. And so we're working really hard, the Marketing Sense Leadership team, to get permission from the authors of those notes to send them to all of the users, through the broadcast feature that we use. And so I just want to make sure that everyone who's on this call is in some way connected to Jeffrey, either you or your office or Terry or, you know, someone in their upline who has access to those notes so that they can get all that information. There's a lot of valuable information that is shared in those notes.
Great. Well, I have a lot of information, Terry. I don't know if you've seen all the emails, so we'll get you some of the latest stuff that we've got. We've got from our office. We'll get that to you. So can you tell people, just some people in here that probably don't know about Marketing Sense, just what the website is, so if they want to just go and check it out?
Best thing to do is go to www.marketingsense.com, and that's spelled Marketing Sense, SCENTS.com. You'll see in the middle of the page, big button, it says sign up now. It costs $1 for the first 30 days. And then we suggest that they get on a conference call. James Enerlin from your organization is doing the training call this Saturday at noon Eastern on this conference call line. He'll walk everyone through all of the features that will benefit them, all the tools that they can use to help build their business.
Great. And also Thursday we do a business building call. And this Thursday, if you guys want to get back on the line, because our mission is to help share this with everyone, we do a business building training. And this Thursday we have Marcella Von Harding, one of Young Living's Diamonds, and she has a group of over 150,000 people. And her and Don Clare and Cynthia, which I can't remember Cynthia's last name, Friedman, is going to be on our Thursday conference call, and they're going to teach us a little bit about a play shop that's coming up and also about how to really take your Young Living business to the next level. So, and that's what Gary really wants us to do, is to take our businesses to the next level. You know, if you have 100 people in your group, Gary wants you to take you to 500. If you have 1,000, you want to go to 5,000. If you have 5,000, Gary wants you to take it to 50. And if you have 50, he wants you to take it to 100 or 200,000 or a million people. We need to get the word out. We need to learn how to effectively share this vision with others. So that's what this is about, everyone. It's about really getting the word out. And it's magical. You know, what we have here is really magical, but the word has to get out. People have to learn how to do this in a proper manner to get the word out. So we're 100% behind you here.
Jeffrey, I just wanted to commend everybody that made a bunch of calls to get so many people on this call tonight. And for all of you that are guests, make sure that you get back in touch with the people that invited you on this call. You know, call them tomorrow and let them know. And that'll also help to reconnect everybody.
And people, since this will be rebroadcast, you want to get people that couldn't make it, because we obviously only had 500 to 800 lines. There are a lot more people in Young Living, and a lot of people want us to hear this. It'll be up on Marketing Sense. It'll be up on some other people's websites where you can get this information and people can re-listen to this. So I want to thank everyone. Let's take it off of mute, and let's make a nice
presentation mode is now disabled.